AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin are heading home after ending their summit with some agreements and continuing differences on some key issues. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In Geneva, both leaders described constructive talks lasting about 3 hours.
There were no threats, just simple assertions.
Through an interpreter, Putin says he and the president generally spoke the same language.
I think there was no hostility, quite the contrary.
They've agreed to return their ambassadors to Washington and Moscow and work toward a new nuclear arms treaty. But there's sharp disagreement on cyber attacks. Putin denies Russia's involved, while U.S. intelligence indicates otherwise. The president says he made clear attacks on major American infrastructure are unacceptable.
Whether I stopped it from happening again, he knows I will take action.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden says he told Putin he will always raise issues of fundamental human rights, including jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny, as well as two jailed Americans. The president was asked about what would happen if Navalny dies.
I made it clear to him that I believe the consequences of that would be devastating for Russia.
Vladimir Putin said Navalny got what he deserved when he was handed a prison sentence. Police in Ukraine have carried out nearly 24 raids targeting alleged associates of a ransomware gang it blamed for $500 million in cyber attacks and extortion that hit the U.S. and South Korea especially hard. There are signs from the Federal Reserve it may act sooner than previously planned to start dialing back low interest rate policies that have helped fuel a swift rebound from the pandemic recession, but also coincided with rising inflation. Former Republican Speaker Larry Householder was expelled from the Ohio House in a vote following his indictment on an alleged $60 million federal bribery probe. This is AP News. The EU is recommending restrictions be lifted for passengers from the U.S.
EU members have agreed to add America to the list of countries in whose cases restrictions on non-essential travel should be lifted. The move was adopted during a meeting in Brussels of permanent representatives of the 27-nation bloc. The recommendation is non-binding, and national governments have authority to require test results or vaccination records and to set other entry conditions if they want. In addition to the US, also added were North Macedonia, Albania, Serbia, Lebanon, and Taiwan to the tourist travel list. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Phoenix Suns say guard Chris Paul has entered the NBA's health and safety protocols. A source tells the AP Paul has been vaccinated against the coronavirus. It's uncertain whether Chris Paul will be able to play in the Western Conference Finals next week. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.